Hey, what do we have next?
Okay, I'm Cheryl Carson from Tennessee, Missouri. I have Kellogg's brand flakes, 70 calories and zero fat.
All right, we got a winner, and you can have the whole box. Okay, who's our Teddy Grahams fan here?
Shirley Green from Temple, Texas, and the Teddy Grahams have
30%. And how many bears is that? How many bears per serving?
It says 60 calories, serving 1 ounce, 11 pieces.
11. Smile.
I have a Valerie frozen yogurt. And
I'm Valerie Wayne.
And I'm from Conroe.
Conroe, okay.
Texas, Conroe, Texas. And it's 90 calories per serving is what it says, and it says it has 4 grams of fat, but it's 40%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this wheel's kind of hard to do. Put it on 90 calories and then next to 60. Line the 60 up really, because that's closer to zero for the grams of fat. Okay. Us Okies, we get it out quick here. Okay, 90 calories. Okay.
I put 60.
Uh huh.
90 and 60.
Okay. And so it's about 6%. Really, it should be about 5%. They're allowed, if it's 0.5 or less, to call a product fat-free, even though it's got that much fat. So it's only got like 6% fat.
So that's okay to have.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the difference between frozen yogurt and just fat-free ice cream?
The fat-free ice cream is usually a milk-based ice milk, and then the frozen yogurt, some of them have like 3 to 5 grams of fat, depending on if they used whole milk yogurt, skim milk, or non-fat yogurt. So you have to still read the labels and look at the grams of fat. Yeah, a spoonful. That's the other thing, is that this carton is maybe better, which is better to do, you know, because you've got 16 servings in this carton, or else have maybe a little more fat, and then you yourself know. You know your strengths and your weaknesses. You can get one spoon out of that carton and leave it forever. Go this option. And teach us willpower to the rest of the group.
I'm Fonda Toby from Columbus, Ohio. And this Jell-O has 8 calories per serving and 0 fat.
Okay. So we just can't put Cool Whip on top, right?
No.
That's right. Okay.
But you can put yogurt.
Oh, right. Now you're catching on. Ricotta cheese. All right.
Okay, I'm Connie Clark from New Caney, Texas, out of Houston. This healthy has 160 calories and 2 grams of fat, and it has 11%.
11%. Okay, that's a good, that'd be a good lunchtime. Did you get a food label?
I didn't have one.
Okay.
So you get to have one.
So she gets to have one. Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. Sometimes, how many times do you go to the refrigerator a day? A million?
Million.
The average person.
Somebody's pregnant.
10? Okay, I'm going to challenge you to put a little yellow sticky on. I want you to count every time you open the refrigerator door. Sometimes we went to the refrigerator and we're thinking food mind, and maybe we should think fertilized soil mind. I'm going to give you a little food for the soul. Close your eyes real quick. Bear with me. And I'm going to take you on a journey out of the kitchen and into the garden. Not by bread alone. If thou of fortune but bereft, and in thy store there be but left 2 loaves, sell one, and with the other dole. Buy hyacinths to feed the soul. Return with me now to the Homeland Flower Department and getting your exercise. We are going to be not driving to the store, but we are
walking.
There
we
go.
Thank you.
Okay. What do we have left for our balanced lifestyle, for a healthy, well-balanced lifestyle? In order for your garden to produce healthy plants, you have to spend some time in it, don't we? We have to spend time tilling the soil, fertilizing the plants, watering the plants. The time or the lack of time that you spend in the garden will determine the amount of vegetables and fruit that your plants yield. Well, isn't this also true of us as far as physical activity? And when I talk about exercise, I talk about activity, because that's the key. And like we said, this is a part of the pie. And it's any activity that you enjoy doing. I brought my shoes. Now, these are cross-training shoes. And a lot of times when we think of exercise, we think, well, this has to be a very grueling activity that I have to participate in order for it to be beneficial for me. This is not true. Activity is the key. If you enjoy walking, if you enjoy riding a bicycle, if you enjoy aerobic dance, whatever it is, you need to incorporate some type of activity into your life, because the time that you spend actively contributes to a more productive, healthy, happy lifestyle. Now, we've learned today that how we can help ourselves have a positive attitude so that we have a good, healthy mental outlook on life. Anna has shared with us the correct foods, the right foods to put in our body so that our heart and our organs are healthy and stay healthy for us. Now, I want to talk about how we can use our bodies. But I have to use a little example because you know I like this. So back up just a little bit from the table. And what we're going to do is we're going to, share a little story with you. And I'm going to ask you to participate in it and pretend that you're there. This happens to be, and this is the season, football season, right? And we're at a football game. And this football game is for the state championship. And your son or your nephew or your neighbor's son is playing on the team. And he happens to be on the wrong side right now. The game is tied up, and the other team has the ball, and it looks like they're going to score the winning touchdown and win the state championship. It's not looking good. So the quarterback takes the snap from the other team, and he goes back, and he throws the pass, and out of nowhere comes your son, your nephew, or your neighbor's son, intercepts the pass, and runs it back for a touchdown. Now, what do you think you're going to do at this very moment?
Jump up and holler.
Are you going to jump up and holler? Right. Okay, I'm going to ask you to do that. I'm going to ask you, though, when you jump up on the count of three and you thrust your hands overhead in a sign of victory, I want you to utter these words. I'm depressed. All right? Are you ready? Okay. All right, here we are now. He's intercepted that pass. He's running it back for a touchdown. One, two, three. I'm depressed. All right, have a seat. Let's go inside our minds for just a moment and see what's going on there. There's a real contraindication, isn't there? I looked at all of you when you stood up, and you certainly didn't look depressed at all. You see, your mind is saying, I feel lousy. But your body is saying, I feel good. And if we will learn how to use our bodies in daily activities, this is just another way to help garden from within, to maintain that positive, healthy outlook that is so critical to being open to new ideas as far as nutrition and exercise. I'd like to share with you a poem. Because you see, God has given us all the mental and physical abilities that we need to keep these wonderful machines, that we only get one of, by the way, working more efficiently, more productively. And what is the long term? It's better health. So that we can be around for our grandchildren and we can be here for a long time to come, and be productive is the key.
So it's body and it's mind and it's spirit and it's everything integrated in a manner that will maximize your potential to be the very best that you can be. And this is Annis and Aaron's big picture that we hope we have helped paint a little bit clearer for you today. I'd like to share with you who I think sums it up, and as you can tell, we love quotes and we love poems because a lot of people have said it so much better than I ever could. But I'd like to share with you the quote from Alex Carroll, a French surgeon and biologist. The healthy body lives in silence. You cannot hear it. You cannot feel it. From deep within comes a harmony and peace. And that's what we feel, that if we garden within, we're going to have a more productive life and a happier life. And what we'd like to say today,
I'm going to get my little player.
Right. That's one thing we need to learn. Is the light on? This is when the test pad comes on TV. Are they intermittent or weather now? We've had a lot of those the last few weeks. That's a good part of the TV show.
Is the first tool that you're going to use to turn over your attitude. Creating fertile soil where self-improvement will have the best chance to grow strong, healthy plants. Now you're also going to use this mirror to look for the good in everybody. Getting a little bit ahead of myself. You know, because your attitude and your smile can help other people. I want to share with you a story. The other day I got up, I was enthusiastic about the day. I came into my office and I burst through the door, and the first person I met is the receptionist. And I flashed my feel-good smile. I listened to a little James Brown that morning, and I greeted her with an enthusiastic, "How are you doing?" And she frowned and replied in a very irritated voice, "Compared to what?" Well, right off the bat, I knew her garden was in a mess. I had a decision to make, and I'm sure we have to make this every day. Did I walk away and leave her to rain on everyone else's parade that she came in contact with for the rest of the day? Because you see, I was probably her first maybe individual encounter of the day. Well, I responded with, compared to the man or woman who does not have a job. Compared to the man or woman or child who does not have enough to eat. Compared to the man or woman who does not have a clean place to sleep. Compared to the man or woman who has to get governmental permission before they can go anywhere. And I said, I would like to ask you once again, how are you doing? She grinned and she said, much better, and thank you very much. You see, her negative attitude, if not changed, would have an adverse effect on everyone she came in contact with for the rest of the day. Her attitude changed. Why? Because in reality, she experienced a little motivation and a smile from me. A smile brings self-esteem. A smile is a warm fuzzy to the soul. You feel good giving it, and you feel good receiving it. Now, I'm giving you a little handout, and I hope that you will read it. You know, Anna always has her recipes and her ingredients for good meals. Well, we put together this little recipe and ingredients for a positive, having a good, terrific day. So I encourage you to read that and read the little poem down at the bottom, The Value of a Smile. A smile is nature's best antidote for discouragement. It brings rest to the weary, sunshine to those who are sad, and hope to those who are hopeless and defeated. A smile is so valuable that it can't be bought. It can't be begged, borrowed, or taken away against your will. You have to be willing to give a smile away before it can do anyone else any good. So if someone is tired or grumpy, to flash you a smile, let him have one of yours anyway. Nobody needs a smile as much as the person who has none to give. And isn't this so true? I think this is so true. So, you know, we have the power. I'd like to make a quote from William James. He said, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitude." And just one of the little tools to help alter our attitude from negative to positive is to use some of these silly little exercises like we did this morning. And to practice smiling, to get up in the morning and to choose to have a good attitude. To do some of these things that we can, like sing or whatever makes us feel good or happy. And look in there, because you know it's been proven that if you think it and if you say it, you will believe it and you will do it. So in the morning, I know this little mirror exercise, but it is not stupid, ladies. It is not stupid at all. Because you have the power, each of you in this room, you have the power within you not only to turn your negative thinking over into positive, but we have the power to break that negative chain of thinking that we have, people that we meet every day. A positive attitude is the richest soil for planting the seeds necessary for a healthy, productive, and happy lifestyle. Now, Anna has some nutrition seeds that she's going to sow among you. So I'm going to turn it over to Anna right now.
Thank you very much, Susie. And everyone's keeping their smiles when we're talking about turning down our phytostats. Yes, they are. They're still smiling there. Well, one thing in terms of nutrition is that a lot of times we've got to keep that smile going all day long. When I keep a smile going, when I've got a little tiger in my tummy saying, feed me, feed me. And we don't listen to that, feed me, feed me. And why is that? I think we had breakfast today. Well, my goal as a speaker will be that everyone will sign up to be a member of the Better Believers Breakfast Believers Club. And what made me a bona fide member was exercising first thing in the morning, and I didn't want to growl at the first person I met for the day. That's one of the tools from Gardening Within, is also nourishing within. A lot of times people come to me, and what they're required to do through the school program is to write down everything they've had to eat for 2 weekdays and 1 weekend day. But today, you got lucky. You only have to do that for yesterday. I know it was a Friday, and I know that we want to really take home this information, so we're all going to get out the little pyramid sheets now. And gardening within means sometimes changing our geometric, what we call geometric psychology. Susie here introduced this concept to me. Now, how many of you are aware of the new scoop on food? That this is the new way of looking at foods? Was it not 10, 20 years ago that carbohydrates were fattening and you weren't supposed to eat them? And now the new food pyramid guide says we get 6 to 11 servings of them. Now, is that just not manna from heaven to hear that? Yes. Until the dietitian says, and you put cream cheese on that bagel. So what you do with those carbohydrates will work our way up there. The other interesting thing on the turn down your phytostat, and I'm going to go through, and basically the goal will be from our Garden Within is we're going to use tools, and they're not going to be the basic four food groups. You're going to need the new pyramid guide, and these are 12 goals that you can pledge now to turn down your phytostat, and it says for the entire year. What happens when we try and crash things and do it overnight? Doesn't happen. So I would pick maybe one goal a month, and some of these, if you've already got done, you can kind of coast for that month, and then you'll have what the Heart Association deems as 30% or less of your calories coming from fat if you'll follow these things, what I say, 80% of the time.
and your name is Cherry, and why do we not fall on that 100% of the time? Oh, Cherry, all right, yay! That is the key to keeping that smile. Set yourself up for success. You empower yourself, and you can also belittle yourself. And so that's what we try and do. It's noted that we have greater compliance if you'll set yourself up for 80% of the time. Monday through Thursday, you're writing, she's going, well, I've got to write down Friday. That was my 20% day, so maybe I'll go back to Thursday. But if you do that, it will just allow yourself. You don't have to fall off the wagon, but at least it does help you psychologically to know that when you've committed to a goal, that it's not engraved in stone. So take those goals, look through there. I have a little extra since this was our nationwide campaign. If you'll just write down your name, address, and phone number for the Heart Association, I will give you a free poster. For that's another thing about gardening within, is having visual reminders without. This goes on your refrigerator door. If you know these foods aren't healthy, don't open that box. I'm reading an interesting book now, and it's on the title of the book. It's Walking Way Off, and Susan's going to talk a little bit more about that. But basically, what this book goes through, and it talks about how many walking excursions we take to the refrigerator. This is the average person opens their refrigerator 26 times a day. Okay, I was kind of shocked by that statistic. What I'd like for you to do, this is a take-home exercise, put your yellow sticky on your refrigerator, start hacking off how many times you open that door. You might be kind of surprised. That was an eye-opener for me, too. But this is so you can stand there and contemplate. I'll have a poster for you. Just any time during the session if you want to do that. Now, a lot of times you're going to find when you open that refrigerator door, there's going to be some confusing labels on there. Is that not true? And so that's kind of the crux of why we're here today, is to learn about the label information or lack thereof or misinformation. So how am I going to solve the dilemma? What is a person to do? Does anyone have a rule? It says the second one says that the second go on here, number one would switch from whole milk to milk that's 1% or less in fat. Is everyone doing that? Okay. So then on this little card right here, I want you to circle number one. During doing it, you can already have it done as a goal, right? Okay, the second one says read labels on frozen, canned, and boxed foods and buy and note the grams and kinds of fat. Number two, how many of you do that? Okay, you do that. Now, what are you looking for? Saturated fat and how much? Percent of fat calories. Very good, very good. Okay, I've got my hood open up in my car, and I'm looking around. Looks like you are more mechanics than me. Yes. Sounds like, okay, what else? How many grams of fat per 100 calories? Does anyone know? How do I tell what percent of the calories come from fat? Okay, Sherry's got a good rule. Sherry might know an internal secret, but I'll share it with all of you. Every gram of fat holds 9 calories. So according to Sherry's rule, she's not going over 3 grams of fat. We say per 100 calories. So 3 grams of fat and 3 times 9 is 27. Are you thinking? Okay. 27 divided by 100 would make that product 27% fat. And that took us, what, a minute, maybe? When I'm in that grocery store, I want in and out. Am I going to spend a minute? 5 minutes. If I had a tool, it might make life easier for me. And Glenda over here is going to pass down that aisle. And what's called a fat wheel. We already have some fat wheel rollers down at the end of the table. Woo! It could be in like the new automotive club. Okay, internal engines unite, huh? And sometimes that's how we have to think of our body as a car. Now, to come to this convention today, how many of you are from out of state? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to find out where you're from by having you tell me about the food that you picked. So we'll do. I brought a little snack. Now, she said that they did have treats, but I got a big appetite, you know. So I want you to each take a snack, and we're going to pass around. I believe that practice makes perfect, so we're going to practice using those fat wheels. Now, in other states, have you heard of the fat wheels or seen them? Okay. Oh, good. Here we got Fig Newtons. How about some Love and Light brownies? Anyone want some granola?
Granola?
Granola. Oh, no. She's got one. I think disappointed the boxes are empty. Darn. It had to be in something. This was my most miserable project, was to have to clean out all the cards for my speaking appointment. Okay, here you go. Cottage cheese light.
You threw the food away, right?
That's right.
Sure.
And put that garbage disposal to give you. No, in all seriousness, I have a client who every week brings me new things, and then I learn about new things. Okay, basically what we're going to be doing is, then there's a handout. I've got a lot of pieces of paper, and if we can finally shuffle through, its labels can be deceptive. Thank you. And this gives, it's kind of like having the instructions to go with something. So I am going to, first off, demonstrate how the fat wheel works by using the label that's on the instruction guide. And then you're on your own. We'll have each person go around.
Is that one kind of nutrition label?
I'm going to try. Let's try those noodles out with Teddy Grahams. I'm not sure. There is some. Are you going to do Teddy Grahams again?
Yeah, I'm going to do Teddy Grahams.
I think I'll do Teddy Grahams. Susie,
you
want some soup?
Yep.
You need a little soup? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Now I get food. Okay. Everyone got a food label that's got some nutrient analysis on it, right? Okay. First off, I'm going to do this handout right here. The labels can be deceptive. And basically, how the fat finder works, it's like I got my magnifying glass, and that's what this is. This is my Sherlock Holmes eye. I'm going to paw print down to the fat finder. It says I need to look at two things on the label. I need to look at the calories and the grams of fat. So on the outside of the wheel, this chicken and rice TV dinner has 350 calories and 17 grams of fat. So the outside part of my wheel is where I look for calories. So everyone, turn the wheel until you see 350 and put your fingernail on it. Fingernails on 350. Okay, on the outside. And then this inside wheel, this is where I line up the grams of fat. The inside, I line up 17 with 350. So actually, physically turn that blue wheel so that if I were to line them up, kind of a diagonal line there, 17 is right at the same angle as 350. Everyone got it? And how you check your test is look in the little percent calories from fat window. What do we have?
17. It's 17. I'm saying that OPX, and I too.
17 and 350. Look in the little red window box, and what does it say?
44.
Oh my gosh, it looks healthy. Chicken and rice, TV dinner. I mean, what's so bad about that? And let's look a little closer. Why didn't someone read those ingredients to me? Here, Terry, you want to read those ingredients? She was starting studying it, so I thought she'd be the best person. Darn, I wish they didn't do active participation in the audience.
Chicken, hydrated, soybean oil, corn syrup, lemon juice, modified corn stock, salt, enriched beef tar, monosodium glutamate, chicken fat, caramel color, sugar, dehydrated onions,
Yum, yum, yum. And after I read those ingredients, somehow I kind of lost my appetite. Second ingredient was fat. I would have never guessed that by looking. I would have picked it up real quick. Chicken and rice, TV dinner, first ingredients, chicken. Would have went in the car. Unless I had my fat wheel, right? Now, I'd say, well, Anna, I don't want to hassle with doing all that stuff. I'll just buy everything that says Weight Watchers, Healthy Choice, Lean Cuisine. Does that sound like a good plan? Is that called the quick impulse shopping? Let's just do a little check. Now, Weight Watchers does make great products, and in fact, that's the program that we support. If any of you are Weight Watchers, for people that go for weekly sessions, because that is the great foundation there. I'm just using an analogy here. My label says that this product is 38% less sodium and 27% fat. I look on the back, and everyone take your fat wheels. We're going to do one more practice round. 280 calories and 11 grams of fat. So you put your fingernail on 280, and then on the inside wheel, I want you to put it on 11. So it's right next to 275 there, one line past, and 11 grams. Look in the low window box. What is it? Well, it's one step down from that chicken and rice TV dinner. Chicken enchiladas. Okay, well, I need some help. I need someone, anyone out there, pick up a TV dinner. There's a chicken mesquite by Healthy Choice. It's got like 280 calories and only 4 grams of fat. Have you had that? Okay. So we're all going to run right out and buy it. This is where the wheel comes in handy. The bottom line is just because the label claims that it's got 27% less fat than what? And so then, you know, the El Chico's chicken enchilada dinner, well, that's up to 100%, so 27% less would be wonderful. But anyway, that's just to do an analogy. Now, what I'd like to do is for everyone to take your product, give you a couple seconds now, look at the calories on the label, look at the grams of fat, and line it up on the fat wheel. And if it has zero fat, just tell us as that, and we'll look at the claims that the label makes. We're going to go around kind of quickly. And I'd also like to tell me your name and where you are from. And Linda, we'll start with you. Okay. She's got Kellogg's Nutri Grain Bars.
Okay, I'm Linda Turner, and I'm from Norman. It's about 20 miles south, Buffalo City. And these are 30%.
Okay.
And Sherry.
Yes, well, she can do
it.
It's 110 calories and 0 grams of fat. This is real interesting. I'd like for you to do sour cream, get 500 calories, and put in 48 grams of fat. Baked potato, it's wonderful. If you've ever used yogurt to make tuna, it's terrific. If you kind of need to gradually wean them into it, you can use half mayonnaise, half yogurt. Anyone tried yogurt on fruit? A little cinnamon or nutmeg and orange juice made a yogurt dip for some fruit. Great for the bones here. And you can also use it in place of whipping cream, mayonnaise, and cream cheese. Do you use yogurt? You might try. New tool for the garden. We're not going to put Sherry on the spot. We're going to go on to Jennifer.
Excuse me, Jennifer Judson. I'm from Savannah, Georgia. Devin Grain has 9% fat.
And that's a very good cereal if you can't decide if oats are better or wheats are better. You can get them both in one box.
Atlanta.
Oh. 30%. 30%.
Now, what's the benefit? The chocolate chip, it's 30%, but they're in little containers, right? Okay. Is that good or bad?
Good.
That's good. Because what I can do is, what's your name really good?
Donna Walsh.
Donna, and tell me about the bronze fat-free.
There's zero fat in that.
No, if it's like 6%, then they can say less than that. But tell me, how many servings are in this container?
16. So if I took 16 times 90, that's about half a pound.
So that's one thing that we're going to end up saying, that if we find all these fat-free foods, can I just eat them, you know, ad libitum? I can't. Well, gosh, what am I looking at the bats for then? It's for something inside. It's for your heart. It's for what's in. A lot of people might think, well, what should it matter? You know, I'm just going to eat 500 calories a day and lose weight. It doesn't matter if it's got high fat, low fat. I want to eat fat foods. I'm not hungry all the time. We want to be hungry, don't we? We want to have some fuel. First thing in the day, have some energy. But we tell ourselves we shouldn't be hungry all day long. 10 o'clock at night, when those commercials come on and say, it's okay to be hungry, you make me more ice cream. That's all we got. We might have permission to eat. It's at 10 o'clock. Now, when we're growing up, that's when we had permission to go to bed. And that's kind of what we should do, give ourselves permission to go to bed at 10 o'clock instead of staying up and doing things like that. But anyway, that's kind of to illustrate the point there. Okay.
I'm Nancy Noble from Virginia, and this is low-fat granola, and it's 16%.
Very good. What's regular granola? Has anyone ever... It's got 2 grams of fat? Or three?
It's got three.
Oh, because it's a bigger serving. Regular granolas have like 7 to 10 grams of fat. Some of them do. And they used to use hydrogenated coconut oil. Are you familiar with the good and the bad fats? Okay, good, good. Won't go over that then. We know that all saturated fats are bad, and those tropical oils, they're out of the picture too. Coconut and palm, those are even higher in saturated fats.
Can I ask, if you use this, is this directly or indirectly, or is this like if your cholesterol is high? Mm-hmm. Mine is not, but I know 2 people that it is very high. If you use this, would this do work for cholesterol?
Excellent question. Excellent, excellent. Tell me for a second.
Nancy.
Okay, Nancy. That question is perfect, because what happened when we had this big cholesterol scare? Everyone gave up egg yolks. I have high cholesterol. Well, I quit eating eggs and beef. So those were two of the things that, number one, eggs don't have as much cholesterol in them, actually, is what they say. Now they're only like 200 milligrams. Our body endogenously produces cholesterol to a point, so we need a certain amount. It's an essential hormone. What did more harm, if you're from the South here, as we speak, the biscuits, the gravy, the saturated fats actually will increase your cholesterol to a greater degree than having eggs a couple of times a week. So to answer your question, yes, the less fat, and especially the less saturated fat that you can get, the better off you are at taking chances to lower your cholesterol.
Okay, can you order these wheels?
Well, you can, and we sell them. They're $2, and you'll get the wheel and the slide guide with it, and I'll have them here. Okay. If you don't have that now, I'll be more than happy to take down your name and address and mail it to you. So we can do that. I was going to say that probably we've got some more information on the fats and cholesterol and lowering things like that, just to hone in on that one specific thing. But overall, watching your fats is not only good for heart disease, but for cancer. They're just all the... I was amazed to find out that like 8 of the 10 major causes of death are related to what we put in our mouth. And so we've got the power to control that, and that's kind of exciting.
Well, 2 dear people, to me, are both really high in cholesterol and have heart problems also.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to watch everything that they eat, and they don't quite understand how to do it. If this would help, you know,
that, yeah, as far as the education, and then you're welcome to take, like, even get them to those 12 things off of that Heart Association. And that's one side of the coin, is cutting down on my fat. The other one is back over here, what Jennifer is getting more fiber. The oats, and I call it the horse food. You remember that nursery rhyme, oats, peas, beans, and barley? all those are fabulous in what we call water-soluble fiber. Some other people would rather not eat real food, and they'd rather do the Metamucil bit or do the drugs or whatever, but I'm a one quote here. Hey, I've got a mom just like it. She swears off my muffins, but we'll drink that Metamucil every day. And I'm like, okay. But let thy food be thy medicine. And there are so many health properties, and I guess that's why I'm continually enticed with nutrition as a science, because we can do so much. If we went back to prehistoric eating, you know, the roots, the ground food is one of my soul clients would call it. Those are all wonderful for us. Fruits and vegetables. And that's what is on the next stage of the pyramid, is to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. Getting back to the way things naturally work. That's a good prep. So, anyway, I can visit with you later on if you need some information. Okay, who do we have next?
Terry Mindy
from Corpus.
And so I should add up the fat and the saturated fat?
On the fat, how many grams of fat are on there?
Two.
Two, and then it says, what's next?
One of saturated.
One of saturated fat. On the little FatoStat quiz, it says we want less than 2 grams of saturated fat, and what the per unit of serving, so that would pass that test. Basically, you want less saturated fat, or as far as this is, no more than 2 grams of saturated fat per tablespoon. So I would use that same rule for evaluating like a food product, trying to stay 2 grams or less of saturated fat. So it's saying that it had 2 grams of fat and only one of them were saturated, so that's good, as opposed to both of them being that. That's a 2-to-1 ratio.
So can you just use the 2 on your wheel?
On your wheel, use the 2.
Okay, so it only has
18% fat.
That's 1 gram.
And tell me how many brownies are per serving? That I'll rephrase that. How many servings per the brownie can?
24.
I thought that was a 2-to-4 box. That is where they nail you. The serving sizes. And I hadn't really said this yet, but it was April of 1993. They're coming out with some new legislation for realistic portion sizes. But maybe that's good for behavior modification and control, and that's another good way to cut down. Yes?
Her box is 93% fat free. Where are they getting the 93%?
Oh, I'm so glad you noticed that. Is that they do it by volume or weight. And that's how your lunch meats are the greatest deceivers there. They say that they're 97% fat-free, yet they can still be up to 30% fat because they're doing by the water weight and the entire content of the product.
The whole package.
It's deceptive. Doesn't it make you angry? Mm-hmm. Fight back. Take your wheels in the store and say, I'll show you. I'm not buying your stuff if you give me more fat than I want. You fight, yeah. Look at that man in the mirror with courage. Say, yes, I can do that. But then hopefully they're going to alleviate. And that's one of the other handouts that I left for you is very much like peanut butter is the classic. So there's no cholesterol, but it's fat. And if you don't buy the natural stuff, it's saturated fat. Peanuts and Crisco, and I think, gee. But they make it so appealing. I didn't mean to ruin your toast there.